hired through FEMA.
Nurse Ratchet.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah.
So, you know, so this person wrote to me and they said, here we go. You know, we're on the road to socialized medicine. And I said, well, yeah, it was in the simulation. You know, watch Claydex Part 4. It's written right in their fake news of the simulation, GNN News, which was the little fake news broadcast in there. You know, this is part of what they're doing.
There's the guy that crashed into a house, a couple houses a couple days ago. And I put I put our crack staff on. I said, find out if this guy had any jab. And they're not getting any answers from anybody. Oh, come on, man. That's insensitive. The guy flew into a neighborhood. He crashed into homes. What are you talking about?
We deserve to have... I see that all over social media. When somebody dies, another Hollywood person died 40 years old or something 2 days ago, you're not allowed to ask a question. And I'm thinking, wait, this is vital information. We all deserve to know, you know, if the person was vaccinated.
Well,
I mean, apparently nobody cares about health privacy anymore because, you know, with all these apps and all that, you know, can get hacked and, you know, the biometrics, et cetera. There's no more privacy in your medical records. So if you put yourself on social media getting a vaccine, obviously you don't care. Who knows? But rather than us having to go dig through all that, ask the question of family members. Was that pilot vaccinated? Was this bus driver vaccinated? After all, you're responsible for people. You're flying people, you're driving people, whatever. You could be an Uber driver. You have a vaccine and you stroke out behind the wheel. People have a right to know at this point, because it's not rare. It is happening more and more. You know, and they've been after. It's funny, I came across a paper written in 1998, and I'm trying to pull it up now. Big Brother is monitoring us by databases. 1998, and they go into building, you know, the medical records, and they talk about the CDC building the database for the childhood vaccines. Now, remember, you got that phone call a while ago that you taped yourself with.
Yeah, they were trying to rope me into giving my kids vaccine records to the the CDC.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Under the 1993 Comprehensive Child Immunization Act, it's amazing, but they were talking about in 1998, they were talking about the medical records with an ID. Let's see. Government is trying to tag, track, and monitor our healthcare records through national databases and personal identification numbers. This is a priority election issue. Every congressional and senatorial candidate should be ready to answer it. You know, and this was Clinton. But
good old Clinton strikes again.
This is before. What I'm saying is this was before the surveillance state. This was before 9/11. You know, this is before a lot of technologies. But they were talking about tracking the medical records that far back.
Yeah, I know. The Medical Information Bureau, MIB, was a big holy grail back then when I was a contractor. The feds were always doing work and putting bids out with, I'm talking about DOJ feds with MIB. DOJ wanted unfettered access to MIB, and Clinton passed a law to try to merge banking records, medical records, insurance records, and he did it. Where if you work for a bank, you can get somebody's medical records. It's insane. People still don't know. If you work for an insurance company, you can get somebody's banking records, and he passed the law. I think it was in 97 or 98.
The Collections of Information Act?
Yeah, that might have been it. But it really threw us for a
98.
It threw us for a loop. as contractors because, you know, we're like, wait a minute. That's what we do, you sons of bitches. We get you all this stuff. We get you all this stuff. Now you can get it for free? You rat bastards. That's what the problem was. They're getting charged too much on the black market to get it. So they just, being the criminal cartel that they are, they just pass a law and say, we're done paying these guys like Moore and his wing monkeys. We'll just get it for free. But, you know, the government, and I sat back at the time, Maria, I said to our crew, I said, these guys are so fucked up. Yes, they can get it for free. They still won't know how to get it. We're still going to be in business. Relax. Because these guys in government don't know what the hell they're doing. And it's true. Nothing changed. We still have plenty of business. It's like they pass these laws and they're so bad at doing basic tasks in government that they can't even take advantage of the things, you know. But then you give them time. Give them time and they'll take advantage of it. But not immediately. You know what I mean?
Right. And even in this older document that I found, they even used the language of a public-private partnership with the American Medical Association and the HCFA, Health and Human Services. But I'm thinking, wow, 1998, they were talking about this stuff, and here we are living it, you know?
Yep.
So I don't know. I don't see it getting any better. If there's no pushback, it's like, forget it.
Here's
where we are.
Lufthansa first officer collapses on a flight attendant mid-flight. That's September 24th. I mean, you have to look at these things, you know, and investigate. Are these guys jabbed up? They're collapsing, you know, crashing planes into place.
This, right. And then the obvious is there, but the fact that they make, and really, so many deaths now, you see, the cause of death has not been disclosed.
That's a red siren. Purpose. That's like a red siren.
That's right.
Yeah. Because if they weren't jabbed, man, that'd be in the headline.
Right. But even when it's a Hollywood person or comedian or a musician, the cause of death has not been disclosed.
The family is keeping the cause of death private. The family.
Right.
The family.
But if you go back and try to dig, like you say, okay, it's been a month. Let's see if there's any updated articles. A lot of times you don't even find that. So they've not updated it. They just left it where it was and that's it. Now, the only way you could find it is if you really want to spend the time going through the social media accounts or Facebook accounts where you'll find that friend or family member that will say, yes, they were vaccinated or something, you know, to that effect.
Well, we just got our answer.
That's the only way you're going to find out.
In August, Lufthansa demanded all COVID-19 shots for the crew and pilots. So there you go.
There you go. Yeah, it's very easy. You don't have to be a great detective to figure any of this out. It's like if you're standing – and I know that this happened to somebody, you know, they're standing in a supermarket and a woman in a lunch meat line just went down, boom, to the ground. There's car accidents all over the place. Now, okay. If that's never happened to you before, you would say that's a coincidence. But when you're starting to see this at many places, or you have friends starting to tell you these stories of the crazy things that they've witnessed, people just passing out, slumping over, whatever, then you say, okay, what's the common denominator?
I'll tell you, I'm witnessing people wandering out just aimlessly in parking lots, and they're not even looking at their phone. They're just, and they don't look.
They're zombie-like.
What's going on here with these people?
They stand up the food aisles, and they're staring at the cereal like it's the toughest decision they ever have to make. Just in the middle, you know, in the middle of the aisle, they're just gazing up, and you're like, I watch people because I'm a people watcher, and I have to laugh sometimes. But yeah, these are the things you're witnessing, like just really a lot of forgetfulness, a lot of brain fog. I'm hearing that a lot, that the people are having a lot of brain fog, and it's. I mean, it's sad.
It's rare. Okay. It's rare. Don't worry about it. It's rare.
It's rare. But you go, okay, is that the only thing you're going to get? I hope that's the only thing you get. And it's again, see, here's the danger. A lot of these people, when something hits them, especially because they're younger, you know, of a working age, 30s, 40s, 50s, 20s, these people are in public, which means they can cause a lot of damage with car accidents and different things. Whereas with a lot of the elderly that were in the nursing home that got the vaccine, okay, they were put, okay? But now you have all of these folks living amongst us. You could have driving the kids to school bus drivers, right? Whatever. You just don't know when that moment is going to hit them, when they're either going to pass out. And that was the other thing that I noticed on the Joe Rogan interview. I could not believe my ears. He had brought up the myocarditis. I was asking Gupta, you know, why do you not think this is a problem? And he was actually saying, well, you're reading it wrong. Basically saying, well, these myocarditis people did not have to be hospitalized.
The fuck is what? He talking about?
Yeah. You have a teenager.
These are kids.
Chest pain. What are you going to do with that child? Yeah, 16 years old, chest pain. What are you going to do? You're going to call your doctor and say, you know, what should I do? What could you call in here?
This reflects poorly on a guy like, I mean, he's been doing this forever, right? This reflects poorly on Rogan. Why do you even have a hack like that on? And if you're not going to barbecue the guy when he comes on and then let him get off
the
hook
like
that.
Well, no, I think he was doing a good job showing Gupta for the idiot that he is. I thought he did a fine job showing that. Because I couldn't believe my ears. Like, he asked the question, and Gupta was just trying to make light of myocarditis. And I can't believe it.
They got countries who just banned it, banned Moderna.
That's right.
Because of myocarditis. It's not a laughing matter. I mean, it's, of course, if there were a proper, we talked about this, if there was ever a proper clinical trial for these things, they probably never would have made it out of the starting block. And be a lot more healthy kids out there, and the parents,
And what does Biden do today? He comes out and right away they're ready for the 5-year-olds.
They're ready for
11-year-olds.
Yeah, they're calling eligible. Yeah. We've talked about privately, eligible. They can't wait. Joe can't wait for them to be eligible to sniff their hair or fondle them or.
Did you even see him speak today? What was up with his eyes?
Well,
did you see him?
It's the end of the week, right?
You can blindfold him with dental floss. I don't know what he was doing.
It's the end of the week. He's got to come back. He's got to get his treatments that we talked about on Hotwire on Pain.tv and his other stuff. I mean, it's the end of the week. He's had a big week.
Mm-hmm.
He's had a 4-day week. It was a holiday on Monday. He was at his hillbilly secret wedding. And then it's a big, big week. And we're going to play a clip of him. That will have already played by the time people listen to this. He just comes out, mutters a couple things, turns his back, doesn't answer any questions. And he looks physically, I've said this before, like it's going down. We know mentally he's going downhill. He looks bad. Like it's time for the home. Bad, you know what I mean?
He started out bad. I mean, there's, you know, it's horrible. He scuffles away like Tim Conway.
Like, hold the elevator in Boca. Hold the elevator.
He's in his bedroom slippers. But the fact that he's out there now selling this for 5 to 11 years old, I put a tweet out and I said, you know, please start praying for the children with stupid parents. Because we know they're going to be picking up. They're going to serve these babies up on a silver platter. I have no doubt in my mind. There's many of them that are just so excited to get their children vaccinated. And it's scary. It's very scary because these poor children have no protection.
I talked to a kid I know very well, 11-year-old family friend of ours, the kid. Known him for 11 years, his whole life. I said, what's going on at school? School stinks, blah, 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 right?
Typical kid.
Great kid. I said, what's going on with these vaccines? What do you think of that? Well, I don't like the whole thing. Something seems wrong about it, he said. but I think my mom is going to force me to get it. I said, really? You think that? What about your dad? Well, there's been some arguments. And I said, oh, that's interesting. What do you think? What have you told your mom? I told my mom, I think something's not right with it. This
11.
Kid is fucking bright.
You got to tell the mother.
Yeah. And the mom is like, you know, the mom's a hippie, granola type. And I said, came home, I told my wife, I said, he's doomed. He's doomed. She's going to do
it.
Oh,
my gosh.
She's going to do it. Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Kid's 11.
I have no words.
He's 11, and he knows what's going on. 11. The mom is a dope. What are you going to do about it?
Oh, my. I don't have any words. Did you watch the video I sent you yesterday of the mom videoing her son come home where she says that they won the court case for
with
no
masks?
Yeah,
I saw that, yeah.
Was that not heartbreaking?
Okay,
that child was so excited.
Yeah, but why?
Like,
why are you videotaping the kid, though? That's what I said. I put the phone down. I said, okay, I understand. The kid's happy. He doesn't have to wear a mask. Why don't you just tell the kid? Put the fucking phone down in the video. Why do you videotape your kids and then you put it online?
Well,
got a problem with
you
that.
You know what? It's powerful because people need to see what it's done to the children. He was
That's
hugging
a good
his
point.
Mother.
That's a good point.
Like you see when fathers come home from, or parent comes home from overseas.
Yeah.
And they surprise them at school.
Yeah.
That is how this boy reacted. So they've been traumatized by masks for 2 years. The mental abuse that these kids have had to endure, where some people are, it's not a big deal, it's just a mask. No, not for these. You've silenced. As soon as you put these masks on these kids, it changes their personality. It changes. They can't see your face, the teacher's face. Is the teacher happy with me? Is my, you know, if you're in a family where the mom's wearing the mask and the dad's wearing the mask, you know, is mom happy? Is are they happy with me? Mad at me? You're not taking those facial clues. And you go to the little ones, especially the kids that were in kindergarten and first grade last year, not seeing their teacher's face. I can't even imagine the damage that's already been done.
Well, there's going to... They're just getting started, Maria, because, you know, these dopes. You know what's amazing to me? I said at the time, who is lining their kids up to be the test subjects for Moderna and and Pfizer? I mean, who are these parents? Who would say, you know what? Yeah, I think we'll do this. Johnny, you want to do this? Susie? Yeah. What? What the fuck? Like, what's the gain from that?
We're helping civilization.
You're idiots. You're
oh yeah, they sell it. They sell it to these people. You know that they're doing a good thing. But even before Corona, I forget the name of the place, but they're all over the place. They do a lot of research, and you would see the ad that you will get paid. You know, this study, that study, and there would be studies for kids, and you have to think to yourself. If you're a single young single mom in need of money, well, it's a way to make money, right? So
yikes.
You're very naive. You think that you're not thinking bad. You're thinking, oh, I could do something good and get paid for it. That's what they do. And if the young mother doesn't have other adults around her to say, oh gosh, no, don't do that. You know, please don't do that. If you don't have any guidance, you know places like this prey on people.
We have big pharmaceutical companies that prey on people. They prey on millions of Americans who are their test dummies right now.
Right. Right.
We don't even know what's in these. A whole nother.
What were they doing? They were giving out money. Get vaccinated and win. You know, we're going to give you $1,000 gift card. And
they were bribing people with beer,
right?
Bribing people with marijuana in states where it was legal and money. Okay,
donuts.
Get the fuck out.
Donuts, coffee. I mean, I feel sorry for the person that got vaccinated for a donut, and then a week later they were giving out $1,000 gift cards. You got ripped. You should have
held out. Didn't see it coming, pal. You didn't see it coming.
You know, like how long before they, you know, walk around handing out the cash? You know?
Well, they were. There were lotteries, remember? You can win $1 million. Oh, okay. I'm going to win $1 million. You're not going to be alive long enough to spend it, but you can win it.
Right. No, the incentives are
anytime the government lines up and tries to give you something for free, run for your life. And even Dopey Biden today said, these shots are free. They're free. What's the matter with you?
It's like,
oh, my God. The government's giving me something for free.
They are not free.
They all want to give you something. I got what we get. My wife said, you got three letters here from the IRS today. I said, oh, great. Here we go. And they're all like,
oh, I got one too.
Yeah. It says, you didn't take advantage of these things. You can still get money. You can still get your free money. I said, throw those things in a fucking shredder, please. I don't want any money from these people. I don't want anything to do with these people. As soon as you take their money, they'll come back at you. Oh, yeah, but you owe us more money. So, that's just me. I don't want anything from these people.
I liked, oh my gosh, thank you this morning. I love that you were talking about the $600 and ripping her apart. That was just great.
It's a joke. You know? I mean, I used to work for a fucking bank. I work for one of the biggest banks in the world. Mm-hmm. You're going to see Janet Yellen, this corrupt troll is going to tell me what they're trying to do is not going to harm consumers, mom and pop, and the have-nots.
Liar.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's exactly who it's targeted on. Yeah.
Which is funny because they don't even need that. They're just putting it in. Again, it's like what we just talked about back from the Clinton thing. The IRS doesn't need that. They can look at whatever they want anytime they want. But they're putting it in there so that the structure's there. So that they can amend it later and say, well, you know, the IRS has had this power for years and they're not really using it. But, this agency can use it now. Oh, okay. So now you don't have the IRS looking at you. You have, it could be anything. It could be Congress. It could be Congress could get into your bank accounts, right? Yeah. I mean, it could be anybody. So they'll have the power to look into the finances of their political opponents. The IRS already has that ability. Everything, they have the ability to look at anything they want. So it's a shit show. It's like, it's more smoke and mirrors. That's going to be put in there so that somebody else who has no business looking into your finances will have the authority then to look into your finances. That's nothing to do with the IRS. They already have this access. I'm telling you, they have access to whatever the fuck they want. The IRS.
You're right. You're absolutely right. No, but again, it was good that you pointed out the corporations and you know, you made a mockery out of her, and that was good. Just too many crazy things going on all at once, and they're prepping us for the digital currency that they're going to try to achieve. And at that point, you can't hide anything because, you know, there will be no paper currency. There's going to be no under the table money or any of that.
Well, I have encouraged people to start their own businesses where you can move money around a little bit more freely. And I mean, if the IRS wants to see every transaction over $600 moving through a business, their heads will explode.
Right.
So, you know, and people say this morning, I don't understand. I can just start a business. Yeah, you can just start a business. Sell the things in your attic. Sell the things in your garage. Move it through an LLC. Start getting creative. And start to, you know, throwing these people a curve. There's nothing illegal about it, but at the same time.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. As long as you know what you're doing with your accounting or you hire an accountant, you know, to manage it for you.
And it's
going to
pass through on your taxes anyhow. You're going to file as an individual with an LLC, and it's going to be all one lump sum anyhow. But it also gives you the ability to buy business to business and buy wholesale from other businesses and cut out the middleman. Like I said on the Hot Wire yesterday, basically I laid out a scheme. Why are you even at the supermarket? You know, go to the places where the restaurants buy food. Go to the places where the supermarkets buy food. What are you even fucking around at the supermarket for? Cut out the middleman. Bring your prices down. You know?
And if a lot of people, and I do believe there are a lot of people, you know, getting proactive, eventually we're going to have a counter economy. You know, people are going to, you know, the unvaxxed are going to pool their resources, start networking. You know, there's actually a website I came across. I think it's called jobsnotjabs.com. And they're putting together, you know, employers, employees that are not for the vaccine. So if you start a business, like, what better way now to start a business if you're going to move into this arena, like you're saying, you know, get proactive if you've got the guitars at the house, et cetera, whatever you want to do it under. But there may be a real need for people in their plan B and C because they have to leave, you know, the job that they're currently in, the career that they've been in for 20 years. A lot of people are going to walk away from this. So let's say you start canning and jarring and doing all that, make a business out of it. When you start networking, you know, if these folks are moving, a lot of people are getting out of the cities, going a little bit more rural, you know, like you said, create a business.
You do it. My grandparents did it so many different times. My great grandparents did it. My great grandma used to sell sauerkraut.
There you go.
To the Germans, right after the Depression, during the Great Depression, you know, things got tough, so they got creative. And there's just so many different things. And one thing you start leads into another opportunity. You meet somebody else, and before you know it, you have another company, and then, you know, you look back and you say, Jesus, I used to work for somebody?
What? Right.
And
I always believe something better happens. I do believe that. No matter, once you're pushed in that corner, and if you just stick with your gut and see it through, there is always something better on the other side. That's always been my experience.
Well, these guys made a critical error. They made Biden and these dummies, because they work all this stuff out on paper and they think they're so bright, but they really don't have any real world experience, right? They've screwed up and they've destroyed the jobs market so much that there's so many available jobs that people who want to stop their career and who are being threatened will have a much easier time to transition into some type of another job or career, because everybody's hiring and you don't even need any experience. So they made a critical error, because there's so many jobs available now. And people are saying, why am I being harassed by these people? I just leave.
Right.
And I can either go do the same thing I'm doing now for somebody who's not going to harass me, number one, or I can just reinvent myself. And I'll go do something else until this blows over. If it doesn't blow over, then we'll figure it out as a family type situation. So they made
And a lot of these places are paying pretty well because they're desperate for employees. So they're paying pretty well. So some of these folks can actually leave their high stress jobs where they were making, you know, very good money. But maybe 5 years ago, to take a step down like that would have been too much of a loss. Whereas now it might not be that much of a loss. With the hourly pay. So you have to weigh everything. What can you cut out? I loved when you spoke about the parents, that your first job is to take care of your children. If you have two houses, you need to sell one. You need to figure this out. You need to be proactive.
Yeah, I got people with guys I know with boats that are bitching. I said, sell the boat, Captain Steuben. Hey, Captain Steuben, get rid of the boat. Then get another boat later. When everybody else is selling their boat, get a better boat for less money. Get rid of yours now while the market's high. Take that money. I mean, boats are not cheap.